Shalom, everyone. Human remains have been returned to Israel from Gaza. The Thai worker has been returned, and one other body still remains. The IDF has received the new Iron Beam anti-missile system. It will be deployed in the northern part of Israel by the end of the month. Haredi exemption bill has been delayed again. And Trump has invited Netanyahu to the White House for the fifth time. Messianic World Update begins now. Shalom, everyone. I'm Monty Judah with Lion and Lamb Ministries. Welcome to another edition of Messianic World Update. Today's date is Friday, December the 5th of the year 2025. Here's the news for the week. Palestinian Islamic Jihad representatives, as well as Hamas representatives, have returned some more bodies and actual body parts to Israel. The first was some body parts. It turns out that was neither of the hostages. But then another body was returned this week, and that turns out it was the body of the Thai worker, the foreigner, who had been caught up in the October 7th attack. There's one body that now remains. We knew it was always going to come down to one. And it's interesting as to who this person is, the last of the hostages to be returned from Gaza. His name is Ron Gavilli. He's an IDF staff sergeant. He was 24 years old. And in fact, he would have been celebrated his birthday of 25 years on October 8th. But on October 7th, the last day he was 24 years old, he's credited with saving more than 100 Israeli civilians, personally killing 14 Hamas terrorists, and he did so severely wounded, having been shot in the legs and with a broken shoulder, and he was taken into Gaza. Apparently, he died there in Gaza after the firefight. He's the last remaining hostages to come back from Gaza, and he is a hero for the nation of Israel. And I'm certain that once his body's returned, and I hope it's returned soon, there'll be a lot of honoring of him being the last one. The first of the Haredi Squad Commander's course has now graduated. The irony is this: we have Haredi students who are now joining the IDF while others are refusing to be inducted into the IDF. It's a division within the Haredi Orthodox elements. The Knesset bill has been delayed, the one that would set about student exemptions while others must serve. And oh, by the way, it's a nothing bill. It's going to be abused. There's no question about it. It just allows the religious parties to declare everybody to be a student, and they're all exempt again. And there's a lot of people opposed to that. That's the reason why it's being delayed. They don't believe it will accomplish anything. It's very clear that the IDF needs more recruits. If I would recall, there's more than 960 IDF soldiers in the last 2 years that have been killed as a result of the Gaza operation and that which is going on in the conflicts with the activity in the last 2 years. Israel's effort to defend themselves against rocket, mortar, and drone attacks has been improved here recently. The new Iron Beam system is now going operational, and units will be deployed by the end of this month. This is a different system from the Iron Dome. The Iron Dome shoots an actual missile up into the air, intercepts the incoming rockets and mortars. This is a laser system, and the cost of shooting an Iron Dome missile is thousands of dollars, whereas the cost of shooting the Iron Beam system is the price of some electricity of a few dollars. So it's in Israel's advantage not only to have this Iron Beam system for the cost of defending Israel, but it's far more capable. It's able to shoot multiple times swarms of drones and swarms of rockets that may be coming in. It only has to illuminate the targets for a certain period of time, burn them up, move to the next target, and so forth. So Iron Beam is going to be transforming the air defense system of Israel. And as I said, they're deploying it the northern part of Israel right now, dealing with Hezbollah and other elements to the north. Iran is producing drones on a massive scale, selling many of them to Russia, but they're also producing drones that they want to use in future conflict with Israel. The fear is that they'll send a bunch of these drones into Iraq, launching them out of Iraq into Israel. And this is a whole new way of fighting. As a result of the conflict of the last 2 years, all different military governments are looking at, we've got to make some adjustments. Even the U.S. has now deployed a new one-way drone unit to CENTCOM in the Middle East. The group is called the Scorpion Stripe. That's the name of the new task force that does it. It's a kamikaze drone. It launches, goes up, carries ordnance in it, and flies into the target, destroys itself. And they're cheap. They're easily deployed. We're deployed in a variety of different ways. And they give local commanders the ability to project drone warfare into their battlefield. Interestingly enough, for the U.S., they used the drone, the cheap drone that came out of Iran, and they reverse engineered it, making it even better for U.S. forces. So the United States now has an attack drone force they put into the Middle East. And everyone is trying to figure out how to deploy them and how to defend against them. One of the technologies that they're looking at is the use of AI systems to be used in drone warfare, which gives the drone some intelligence so they can launch it. It can loiter over a target, waiting for a target to emerge, and then suddenly go after the target when it emerges. As opposed to a man directing it, they make the drone smart to go after whatever the enemy has in that area. This is the new research. This is the new world we have in military science and technology. And the Middle East is the area in which all of this is coming into its being. In fact, Israel right now announced that they are completely restructuring their cyber warfare and electronic warfare commands and systems and integrating it with the AI organization. We can only hope that Israel will continue to maintain their technological edge over their enemies by using this type of warfare, which is much more cost-effective and much more deadly for its purposes. And this is the world that is now taking shape in modern warfare. In Gaza, there have been more ceasefire violations. And Trump announced that phase two of his peace plan is about to begin pretty soon, quote, end quote. 2 weeks ago, the UN resolution was passed that supported his Gaza peace plan. But the problem is phase two of his peace plan calls on Hamas to be disarmed and a stabilization force to be built and deployed, and then they can start rebuilding some of the buildings. The problem is Hamas has not disarmed. The stabilization force has not been established. So I'm not sure we all understand what President Trump's pretty soon is for that. This last week, to quote President Trump talking about what's going on in Gaza, he said, quote, they had a problem today with a bomb that went off, hurt some people pretty badly, probably killed some people, end quote. He was referring to the attack that was on IDF soldiers in Gaza. But to quote him again, but it's going very well. We have peace in the Middle East. People don't realize it, end quote. People don't realize that we have peace in the Middle East. That's what the president said. Well, I think some of the people that don't realize that we have peace in the Middle East would be Hamas. They don't seem to know it at all. Nor does Hezbollah, nor does Iran. And certainly the IDF and Israel knows there's no peace over there at the moment. So that is the president's view of what's going on in the Middle East, but there's a whole nother truth on the ground as to what's going on in the Middle East. Israel is considering opening up the Rafah crossing. This is the crossing going down into Egypt. This is to allow a whole bunch of Gazans who want to escape Gaza and go to other nations. And Israel is thinking about opening that up, allowing them to escape.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I'd like to share a special message with you, the viewers of this broadcast. We're coming to the end of the year here, 2025. Next year, Line and Lamb Ministries, in fact, in March, will complete 30 years of operation and our broadcasts and teachings that we do here at the ministry. We have no sponsors for our programs. It's only the viewers like you who want to see us continue, that you pray for us and you contribute to us. We have always put our trust in the Lord. He's been faithful to us to provide the necessary resources, but we are aware those resources come through you, the viewers, other fellow believers. This time of the year, you're being asked by all kinds of very worthy organizations to contribute and to share some of your proceeds with them. And I guess not necessarily going into the same vein with them, but the fact of the matter is we need your help just as much as they do as well. We have three ways that you can partner with us. You can click on the QR code that's on the screen with your camera on your phone, take you to our website where you can make a donation, or you can go directly to llgive.com, make your donation there. Or you can call the ministry directly at area code 405-447-4429 as it's shown there on the screen. And we thank you for doing that, and thank you for continuing to pray with us, pray for us, and contribute and share with us.
And now, back to Monty with the news.
Up on the northern border, there's great concern for Lebanon and Hezbollah as to what's going up there. There was a first meeting between government representatives of Israel and the government of Lebanon this last week in an effort to get an understanding on the border and so forth. We're not quite sure how that's going to go because Hezbollah continues to regroup and prepare to attack Israel. And Israel is carrying out a multitude of airstrikes in southern Lebanon, trying to hit Hezbollah and keep them under control. Last week, if you recall, Israel struck in the city of Beirut, taking out the number two man for Hezbollah. In southern Syria, also up on the northern border, the new Syrian leader, who just met with President Trump this last week at the White House, is they're trying to set up an agreement where that Syria will be at peace with Israel. However, down on the southern border, it's a totally different situation. There's still a lot of bad guys down in southern Syria that want to attack and harm Israel. In fact, this week, Israeli intelligence had tracked down two brothers that were planning attacks against Israel. The IDF sent a special mission in 3 o'clock in the morning to where they were staying to capture them. They went into the house. They did capture the two brothers. However, the others that were with the brothers and others in support of them opened fire on the IDF forces that were there. To get the IDF forces and their captors back out, Hilo gunships had to be sent and drones had to be used to help the IDF to get out of there. And as a result, there are 13 dead Syrians that was on that side of the border. This was very upsetting to the president because it's disturbing his whole plan of trying to set up peace with Syria on the northern border. But the problem is down on the southern border, the new leader of Syria doesn't seem to have control of it, but those people are hell-bent to harm Israel, and Israel is up there defending themselves. We think that's the reason why President Trump called for Netanyahu to come visit him at the White House at the end of the month. We think the president wants to tell Netanyahu that he got to get the IDF out of Syria and allow him to bring peace to Syria. But as the problem is on the ground, is there's too many forces in Syria that want to attack Israel, and Israel is attempting to defend themselves. We think that's the reason why the president wants to meet with Netanyahu. But the fact that he's being invited for the fifth time to the White House is highly significant. By the way, when Prime Minister Netanyahu travels to the U.S., he's planning on going to New York. Despite the new mayor-elect, Mamdani, saying that he will have Netanyahu arrested if he comes into New York. And Netanyahu said, well, I'm coming to New York regardless of what you do. And so I think he's going to call the mayor's bluff on that. The bottom line on what's going on in Israel at the moment is the Northern Command in Israel is preparing for war again with Hezbollah and with Syria. The Gaza stalemate, Hamas is trying to rearm, and at the moment, Israel is complaining about there are drones being launched from Egypt carrying ammunition and weapons over to Hamas into the Gaza Strip. Iran is preparing to launch long-range missiles and talking about it specifically, again with drone swarms to be launched out of Iraq. Hamas thinks they can still win against Israel. They have not capitulated, as everybody thinks they have. The situation is getting more and more tense with each day. The Palestinians in Judea and Samaria are also carrying out ramming attacks and stabbing attacks on soldiers and civilians, and they are increasing. Israeli settlers are carrying out retaliatory attacks on the Palestinians as a result of the activity going on internal inside of there. Elements of Syria are plotting and carrying out planning attacks like Hamas did. And as far as Syria and the front goes up on the north, a whole new front is emerging, similar to what we had with Gaza with southern Israel. This is of great concern to Israel. This is not a time in which they feel there is peace come to the Middle East. The exact opposite is taking place for Israel. We'd love to have you like, subscribe, and comment on our YouTube channel. We'd also love to have you join us on our lionandlamb.tv subscription service. Initially, when you sign up, it's free, and you can get some of the latest programs that are there. We're producing those programs, putting them all on those different broadcasts, different platforms, so that you can be encouraged in your faith as much as possible. We'd love to send you a free subscription to our monthly magazine, which we've been doing for 30 years. And follow us on all the social media platforms that we have. In the meantime, Shabbat Shalom to all of you. And as we look forward to the holiday season, we pray that God's peace will be upon you and your family.